Welcome back to Word on the Hills, with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Mark Clement. Besides writing your own poetry, Mark, you design and print chapbooks and full perfect bound books for both the Coburg Poetry Workshop and TOPS, the Ontario Poetry Society. Can you tell us about that and your ink bottle press?
Well, I began writing poetry while in high school and had my first poem published in the 1958 high school yearbook. Since then, there have been many intervening years when I was too busy with life and didn't write anything. I began writing again in the late 70s and slowly became involved in the poetry world. It was, and is, difficult to get poetry published, so I started designing and printing my own chapbooks. I joined TOPS, the Ontario Poetry Society, and in 2005 I started designing books for that group. Since then, I've done over 100 chapbooks and anthologies for them. TOPS is a provincial poetry group with over 200 members. When I retired in 2006, my wife and I moved out of Toronto to Coburg. Shortly after settling here, I inquired at the library about writing groups in town and found the Coburg Poetry Workshop. After a short time participating in the CPW, I realized this vital group of poets needed to be published, so I put together a chapbook anthology called The Local Lot. Since then, I have published 6 annual anthologies for the CPW. Oh. Ink Bottle Press. I happen to collect antique ink bottles, thus the name Ink Bottle Press, is a micropress that has developed over the past few years as a result of designing and publishing my own chapbooks, doing the design and layout of chapbooks and perfect bound books for the Ontario Poetry Society, and anthologies for the Coburg Poetry Workshop. As people noticed the work I was doing, they asked me to design and publish their own poetry books. Thus was born Ink Bottle Press. I've published several poetry books and one novel for people in Coburg. As well as designing and publishing books, I do websites for the Ontario Poetry Society and for the Coburg Poetry Workshop. I also have a personal website where I present most of my poetry with text and in audio. I often ask myself, what part of retirement do I not understand?
Well, you certainly seem to be busy. The CPW, the Coburg Poetry Workshop, has been in existence for over 15 years. Long time for a poetry group, and is very successful. Could you tell us a little about CWP and why it has been such a success?
Well, the Coburg Poetry Workshop is a group of local people with a common interest. The CPW hosts public readings on the third Thursday of each month at Meet at 66 King, which is a local cafe just across from the street from Victoria Park. The public is invited and admission is free. Our usual attendance for these readings is between 20 and 30 people. The CPW also has a member evening the week following the third Thursday public reading where we share our poems. We assign ourselves poem work each month, which is a challenge to write a new poem on a specific topic or in a specific style. One of the things I like about these evenings is that we do not engage in critique, and any comments are positive and encouraging. Success of this group is because we simply engage in like-minded activities by offering an opportunity to share our poetry within the group and with the public.
Thank you, Mark. Would you please read us some more of your poetry?
Yeah, okay. The first poem I'd like to read is about a memory that I'm sure many have. Remember, I'm a guy, so this poem is from that perspective. High School Dance. Elvis said what the teenage heart could not. The girls, oh the girls, mysterious stirrings. Fear, sweaty palms, and the smooth skin of her cheek. dimly lit memories of the slow dance. Chubby Checker and the Twist freed the heart. The girls, far enough away, part of the crowd, all gyrated frantically beneath the mirrored ball, looking at my girl, looking at the girls, looking. Later, we slow danced along dark city streets, moved quickly past streetlights that might reveal a beating heart, climbed the porch steps slowly for that mysterious, sweaty palm, goodnight kiss. The next poem is a recollection of an experience right here in Coburg about 4 years ago or so, and it's entitled Elvis Lives. It's a small town downtown, and the sun at its zenith bakes streets crowded with merchant tables. No one is going anywhere. Cars have been banished, and people wander in stores that stretch from sidewalk to sidewalk. It feels comfortable, like some old market town on a Saturday, with neighbors freed from indoor isolation. We meander, pause, look, and smile as people weave through the disarray or collect in small clumps to chatter about their lives and the good day. Strangers make carefree connections, and we all ignore the social traffic lights. At a side street intersection, there is a black stage that soaks up the midday sun. We arrive just in time for the next performance. On a corner bench, a lady slides pleasantly and smiles enough space so we can sit. The performer appears right out of the 50s. He doesn't look like Elvis, but when he sings, you can close your eyes and there he is, in movies or black and white TV, or filling the high school gymnasium with memories. Older onlookers give away their age with lopsided flashback grins and body movements that are involuntary, driven by a rekindled teenage cadence. Two women dance and we all become 16 again. The beat, the tune, the sentiments infect everyone in the crowd, and no one cares that this imitator does not look like Elvis. The sky is a bubble enclosing this nirvana, and those trapped inside know that Elvis lives.
That's lovely. Thank you. What's the next one?
Okay, this is just a little rant of mine. Beware out there. The king of poetry.
Oh.
If I was the king of poetry, I would be a dictator, and you would have to listen to my rants, listen to my chants, and dance at least 3 times a day. No time for play, because I would say, listen, listen to my wrinkled rhymes, my exploration of times, laughing in the sun, crying on the run, having fun in love. Every dove would be free to fly in the sky, because if I was the king of poetry, I would own the internet, and you can bet I would cancel every old cliche before it hit your mind, before it made you blind, and prose would be against the law. If I was the king of poetry, you would all be slaves, chanting verse, recanting ugly prose, and rhyming dictionaries would be Bibles placed in every hotel room, and doom would befall any and all who spoke or wore a cloak of unrhymed words. The poetry police would patrol with a special ear designed to hear anyone speaking, anyone squeaking an ugly, unrhymed phrase, even in praise of my glorious kingship. Those caught would be sent beyond the pale, an ugly jail where beauty is bland, with poetry banned, no squishy sand, no beautiful rose, just ugly prose. If I was the king of poetry, children would learn to burn the sky, learn to turn and fly and dance the beat with poetic feet, be thrilled and filled with life's endless rhyme, and be on time to hear me rant and chant and teach them how to reach and hold the stars. If I was the king of poetry.
Well, no. That's a bit hard on prose, I feel. but it's certainly a good argument there. Many thanks, Mark, for coming in today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
And where can people buy your books?
Well, I don't have any books available. The last published book I had was in 2008, and I don't have any left, and I don't think the publisher has any either. You can read most of my poetry and listen to me read it online at inkbottlepress.com/justpoems.html.
Yes, it's a great website.
Yeah.
Well, I urge our listeners to take a look at that. And thanks for tuning in this week. We hope you'll join us for another program next week. And if you'd like to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for who we might interview in future programs, or just to say something about the program, to wordonthehills@gmail.com.